rising, good day, good evening. I trust that you are well today. You are resting in the peace of the Most High, Solini Nanini Salamba. That you are walking in His joy, and that you have a grateful heart toward Him for all that He has done, is doing, and will do for His people. For this is the day that Solini Nanini has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Unto thee, Solini Nanini, do we lift up our souls. Your name is great, Solini Nanini, and greatly to be praised. In longe abat longe, you are master of masters. There is none like you. In tinu abat in tinu, for you are king of kings. In fumu abat in fumu, you are ruler of rulers. In kumbu aku yetunda la la. Your name is great. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to pray and just come before you. Matundo Masaka. Solini Nanini Salamba. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Father, for your goodness and your grace toward us to allow us the privilege and the honor. Hey, yes, the privilege and the honor to come before you, our Father, the Bantu Father, in worship, in praise, in prayer, in adoration, and thanksgiving. For you inhabit the praises of your people, and we glorify you. We say, Kimbo, Kimbo, na tatananzambi, Yamazulu. We glorify and give you, Solini Nanini, all praise, glory, and honor. Do your name. We bow our lives, our hearts, and our minds, and our bodies to you, Father. And we lift our hands to you because we know that you and only you are our provider. You and only you are our shield and buckler. You are our real God. And even as you told our father Abram, you are our exceeding great reward. And Father, I'm so grateful and so thankful to be able to come to you today in this season of unleavened bread. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to honor you and say thank you for this season of unleavened bread, this feast of unleavened bread, your feast, Father, your feast, in remembrance and commemorating how you cared and took care of our ancestors when we left Mizraim and we were in the desert. You took care of us, Father, on all fronts, in every way imaginable. You took care of your people. You always take care of your people. And I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you that your people are coming into the knowledge of your truth, and their eyes are being opened, and their ears are attentive, Father, and their hearts are being receptive to the truth of your word. And we are celebrating your feast in its right season according to the southern hemisphere. You know that, many of your people are scattered to the four corners. Many of us are scattered, Father, and we live according and have been taught to live according to the northern hemisphere, but Father, in these last days, in these days of resurrection, hallelujah, you have made it known to your people the true time of your feast, and it's done according to the Southern Hemisphere, South Africa, the Holy Land. Thank you, Father. This is an exciting time, Most High. This is an exciting time, Father, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Thank you, Most High. Thank you, Most High. And during this time of feast of unleavened bread and honoring you, Father, I want to pray a prayer of spiritual warfare, sanctification, and consecration. And I'm coming from the book of Jasher, chapter 34, verses 65 through 70, Psalm chapter 50. Verse 15, Isaiah chapter 7, verses 4 through 9, and the entire third chapter of Daniel. So, Nini Nani, teach us according to your word to take heed and to be quiet and not to fear or be faint-hearted when the enemy comes into attack. For you said that that his attack is to trouble us and to make it. For you said that his attack is to trouble us and to make a gap in the wall for himself. But he shall not stand, nor shall he come past. Because we are praying and lifting up your name and glorifying you and magnifying you, that even when he attacks, he becomes confused. Father, we even pray that your fire fall, Father, on the enemy as he tries to attack and come for your people. May his devices not prosper according to the truth of your word. For your word also declares to us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every word that's spoken against us, we have the power to condemn it. Every evil altar, every evil sacrifice, every evil tongue spoken against your people, every evil incantation, every evil thought, every evil ritual, we condemn it by the power that works in us. For greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Father, and I ask you to confuse the enemy's devices and turn it back to them. Father, you promised that in the day of trouble, when we call upon you, you will deliver us. You, Father, keep your word. You keep your promise. You are not a man to lie, nor the son of man to repent. Your word will never return to you void. Therefore, we glorify you and we magnify you. Most High, just as you were in the fiery furnace with Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, freeing them from the bonds and the fire designed to consume them to death, you were in the fire with them, so Nini Nani. I thank you that you will be with us during these times of attack, that you will be with us, you will guard us, you will guide us, and you will lead us during the wilderness stage. You will be with us, you will protect us, you will hide us under the shadow of your mighty wing, Father. During these times of attack, during this awakening, you will protect your people. You will cover your people. Father, you are a good Father, and we thank you that you will keep us safe, healthy, and strong. All the wickedness that these brood of vipers are sending out, sickness, disease, weather. Father, you will keep us safe. you will keep our bodies healthy and strong. You will empower our lives, Father. Father, we can and we'll do what we know to do to stay safe. But we understand and know that if you are not with us, as you were with our ancestors, freeing them in the midst of imminent danger, imminent death, we cannot make it. We won't be able to stand on our own. Therefore, we acknowledge you to be our protector, our provider, and our healer. We acknowledge your glory and your power over our lives and circumstances that may arise. You are not a small, mighty one, but you are great above all, mighty and terrible. The mountains shake and bow down at the name of Sonini Nanini, at your voice. Most High, cover us under the shadow of your wing. Cover us in your presence and your anointing. Protect your children. If you do not protect us from the onslaught of the enemy, we have nothing. Because we understand and know that the enemy only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If you don't protect us, Father, it is his desire to do so to your people, to the Bantu, to your children. Father, stand for us. Fight for us. We continue to ask you to show your people mercy, Father, and we thank you for the love you have toward us. We thank you and praise you for hearing us and honoring your word, Most High, King of glory. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, may this time be one that you will be honored and glorified. May your glory, may your power, and the call that you have called your people to be manifest. We are waking up. Your Bantu, the people are waking up. The dry bones are coming alive. Yes. Our ears are being opened. Our eyes are attentive. Father, we are waking up. We are no longer slumbering and sleeping. We are coming out of the bondage of Christianity. We are coming out of the bondage of Hebrew Israelite. We are coming out of the bondage of Judaism. We are coming out of the bondage of Islam and any and all other paganism that we've attached ourselves to. We are coming out of the good spell. So Nini Nanini, just as our father Isaka prayed when his enemies came after his seed to make war with his sons, after the men of Canaan violated Dinah and the children of Akobi committed no violence, Isaka prayed that Sonini Nani, Samanla of the Bantu, Samanla of the whole earth, pervert the counsel of the kings, the enemy, that they not fight against his sons, but to impress the heart of those kings and their people with the terror of his sons, and bring down their pride that they may turn away from his sons. He also asks you to use your strong hand and outstretched arm to deliver his sons and servants from the enemy, for power and might belong to Sonini Nanini. Also, our father Akobi prayed, saying, Sonini Nanini, powerful and exalted one who reigned from days of old, from thence to now and forever, you stir up wars and cause them to cease. In your hand are power and might to exalt and to bring down. Akobi prayed and said, oh, may my prayer be acceptable before you, that you may turn to me with your mercies to impress the hearts of these kings and their people with the terror of my sons, and terrify them in their camps, and with your great kindness deliver those that trust in you. Father, your children, the Bantu, we trust in you, and we're looking for you to deliver us. For it is you who can bring people under us and reduce nations under our power, the power that you have given to us as kings and queens and priests of this nation. Father, your children, the Bantu, stand in agreement with our fathers who prayed this prayer. And we thank you, Father, that you hear us according to the covenant you made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you, Most High. Matundo, Masaka, Most High. Hallelujah. We glorify Modimo. We glorify his name. We glorify Solini. He is the great I am. Hallelujah to Solini. Hallelujah to his name. Hallelujah to King of Kings. He is the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We honor you today. And we thank you, Father, as we honor you in your feast of unleavened bread. Be with your people. Go before your people today and every day. Cover your people. Keep your people safe. Hallelujah. Even as you was with our ancestors in the wilderness by fire at night and by a cloud by day as protection, guidance, and covering, Father, I ask you to do the same for your people, even so now. Give us the wisdom to speak, what we should speak, the words we should say, even as we're ministering to our family and friends who are not yet understanding who you are and who we are in you. Give us your wisdom, strategy, to be able to either plant the seed or to water, because we understand and know that it is only you who gives the increase. Make their hearts receptive, pliable, to hearing the truth of your word. Not just only hearing it, but doing it. I thank you, Father. I give you praise. I give you glory. I'm so grateful to you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. I'm so grateful to you, Father. Hallelujah. Cover our children, Father. Save and deliver our children from the grips of the enemy, from the abominations and the unclean things that they do and involve themselves in. Deliver our children. May the fire of so many nanini deliver them in the spirit of their minds, bringing them to the knowledge of the truth. For they are your children, Father, and the sheep of your pasture. And it is not your desire that any be lost, but that all turn back to the covenant that you made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Order our steps, so many men need them. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. through your name.